Ninth perek of Trumos, Mishnah Aleph. We're starting a new set of halachas. We mentioned before that if a person plants grain of truma, the chachamim made a takana that that which grows out of it also has the status of truma. That's not. So hazavei a truma shogeg. If somebody by accident, he didn't realize these were grains for truma, but he planted them. So yoifach. If it was not intentionally with the shogeg, then he should turn over the earth when they start sprouting, and he basically will kill them, and he loses out the grain. But that's it. But if he did it b'mezid yikayim, we require him to let it grow, and when it fully grows, he has to give the whole thing to the kohanim. So he loses out more by keeping it and letting it grow than by uprooting it when it's young. And hevia shlish, if it grew 1/3 already, then the shogeg b'mezid yikayim, since it's already started sprouting already, then you're not allowed to be mafted the truma, and you just have to leave it, even if you did a b'shogeg. Uba pishton, if you planted pishton, mezid yoipach. Even though he planted it intentionally, you should still uproot it. The idea behind this is, because by pishton, people are interested in the flax for the fibers. And therefore, if we let it grow, he's going to keep the fibers for himself. And that party doesn't have to get the carnum anyway, so we don't want him to gain from what he did wrong. So therefore, we say just uproot the whole thing, turn it over, and you will not benefit from what you did.